Let's go to the State Capture Inquiry now with the former Prasa Group CEO, Lucky Montana. He's back again today. Remember last week he blamed irregular expenditure at the rail agency on former chairperson Popo Malefi. Let's hear what he's been saying today.
I suspect that from his point of view, he means if you resist something that Mr. Montana wants you to do because you think it's wrong and you insist that things should be done properly, you are crossing his path. And I suspect that that's the intention, the meaning he intends.
Of course, people who want to project themselves as corruption busters.
Yes.
That's how they present themselves. And
yes.
In my affidavit,
yes,
I go at great length to explain,
yeah,
in fact, what Mr. Dingiswayo, all the things that he did,
yes,
that are not lawful. And by the way, Chair, Mr. Dingiswayo didn't report to me. I've never even given him a single instruction. So
yes,
it's very interesting that,
yes,
he can actually describe, even have own boss, Ms. Ngoye, never described me in those terms. So it's very interesting that we are dealing with hearsay rather than fact.
That's what Lucky Montana has been saying this morning there, chatting or responding to questions from Deputy Judge President Raymond Zondo. And Tukwana and Gatana, EWN reporter, watching that for us. And Tukwana, what ground have we covered today?
Well, we are really covering an affidavit that was deposed by former general manager Fanny Dingiswayo. That's the Dingiswayo that he's referring to in that short sound clip that you played, Amandy. But essentially, Dingiswayo was saying that during Montana's tenure, and he said this at the commission as well, that he was sort of a manager who didn't listen to anyone but bulldozed everyone. And he says that it's laughable that he was seen as having abused power. But instead, what he did was that he acted against people who resisted what he called lawful instructions. So that's what he was commenting about there. But also, Dingiswayo goes on to talk about the controversial tender that was given to Prodigy Business Services to provide training to PRASA staff. We understand that it began as training for 300 people, but Prodigy then took it upon itself to negotiate with the relevant transport CETA to increase that number to 3,000. Now, Montana says he endorsed that decision to appoint Prodigy, and he's actually proud of it because he says it changed the lives of ordinary people who were kept temporary for many years, and many of them, he says, in very junior positions. And he says he has proof that many of them benefited positively from all of that training, even though Dingiswayo is now painting it as an irregular contract. At the moment, he's talking about the specifics of that contract, and the commission is actually asking him, you know, there are allegations that the contract itself was awarded without an open competitive bidding process, and therefore Prodigy would not even have the terms of engagement where the services are agreed rely on if they didn't provide to the standard that was required. For instance,
And Tukwana, I'm just going to jump in there. Sorry, we're struggling with your line a bit. If you can move around a little bit, I do just want to pick up. Last week, Lucky Montana basically said that he thinks that the commissioner is biased against him, and that is following the narrative presented by Popo Malefi. How's the interaction been today between Raymond Zondo, Justice Raymond Zondo, and Lucky Montana?
Now, look, following that statement by Montana last week, he has been quite cordial with the Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, and he says, he did say last week that even though he felt that the commission had taken had made some conclusions even before talking to him based on evidence of people like Popo Malefi, the former board chair, he still felt that he had to come before the commission. So in his evidence last week and continuing again today, he has been quite cordial with the Deputy Chief Justice. And the Deputy Chief Justice even went further to say that he is happy that Montana has come to present his side of the story, unlike other people that we know who have not, you know, taken the opportunity when asked. Because he says, what I hear about you and what is presented as evidence before me is really allegations, but only you as the people who are implicated have the opportunity to tell a different side of the story to enable the commission to come to a different conclusion to what it would if it only had one side of the story.
And then, Tukwana, a night session tonight. Who are we expecting this evening?
We are expecting evidence from the state security agency. Once again, you have heard many witnesses coming before the commission to talk about the expenditure, some of which was irregular, some of which was even unlawful, that was undertaken by the state security agency, but also overstepping its mark in terms of the work that it was doing. So we're expecting more of that this evening.
And Tukwana, thank you so much for that update. And Tukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, watching the events of the State Capture Commission for us. So the former PRASA Group CEO, Lucky Montana, he's been testifying there. And then tonight, the Inspector General of Intelligence on State Security Agency related evidence. That should be one to watch as well.